Jesus knew how hard it was to forgive. And he knew that it's something we have to do over and over again. 7 times 70, 70 times 70, infinity times infinity. We are all God's children, and we are all flawed. We hurt each other, and we are hurt by others, intentionally and unintentionally. One way that we are called to be the church is to forgive often. But forgiveness is often very difficult. I wanted to try something a little different today. I'd like to lead you through a guided meditation, a process of relaxation and visualization to explore this idea of forgiveness. This is meant to help you recognize and release pain that may have been caused by someone else. It may be a little uncomfortable at times, but I believe that it will help us all find peace and healing. Forgiveness is a gift that we give ourselves, freeing us from the burden of carrying around those feelings. If you feel the need to leave the room for any reason, feel free to do so. Just please be quiet as possible. And I'm going to remind our friends at the back table that we'll need quiet mouths and quiet bodies right now. You guys are doing a great job so far. This will be very relaxing and very peaceful. So please try to stay awake. Let's begin. Close your eyes, or if you're not comfortable doing that, look with a soft focus at a spot in front of you or on the floor. Place your feet flat on the ground. Sit up straight, but not rigid. Imagine that your head is like a balloon, gently floating above your shoulders. Place your hands in your lap or at your side. Take a deep breath in through your nose, then exhale out of your mouth. Notice how the air is cooler as it enters your nose and warmer as it exits your mouth. Take another deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. This is a safe place. You are surrounded by God's love. Another deep breath, feeling the positive love enter, breathing out negative energy. Feel the positive energy of God's love enter from the top of your head. Like warm honey, it gently flows down, filling your whole being with comfort. It flows over your eyes and ears, your cheeks and chin. Your shoulders relax as the warmth covers them. Comfort continues down your arms and your chest, filling your heart. Continue breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, as the warmth flows over your stomach, the tops of your legs, past your knees, all the way down to your feet. Now, imagine that you are in your favorite place. This may be inside or outside, a place from your childhood, a vacation spot. It can even be a place that's never been, or a place that doesn't exist in the physical world. Maybe it's a warm beach or a cool mountain lake, a childhood treehouse, or an ancient monastery. Picture yourself there now. Look around and recognize it. Hear the sounds that surround you. Feel the air on your skin. You are comfortable. You are safe. This is your place. You are safe and you are in control. If there is someone that you have had difficulty forgiving, picture them with you now. They may be alive or they may have passed. It doesn't matter because this place has no time limits. There may be more than one person who has hurt you. It's okay, there's space in your heart for more love than you can ever imagine. This hurt may have happened a long time ago, a few moments ago, or any time in between. This person may be a friend or family or a stranger. You may even notice that the other person is yourself if you have struggled to find self-forgiveness. It's not necessary to replay the ways that you have been hurt. If you find your mind wandering into retelling a painful story, gently remind yourself that you are in your safe place and that today is a new day. Remember that you are surrounded by God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness. If you have been carrying around hurt and resentment towards this person, feel the stone that remains in your heart with their name on it. Look at them and say to them, "I forgive you." As you do, recognize that they too are a child of God. Say it again. "I forgive you." Each time you do, the stone shrinks a little bit more. "I forgive you. I release you from any harm I believe you have caused me. Say it as many times as you need to. The stone gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it's finally gone. Feel the space that was once occupied by that stone filled with the comfort of God's love. You have healed a wound and repaired the damage that was caused. There's no need for regret or guilt about what was. You are free. As you prepare to leave your special place, take another look around. Take in the sights and the sounds and the smells. Remember the feeling of love, comfort, and safety. You can return here whenever you want. Slowly begin to become aware of your surroundings again. Feel the floor under your feet and the pew cushions under your legs. Even though you're leaving your special place, you remain safe in this sanctuary, surrounded by love. God remains with you wherever you go. When you're ready, open your eyes or return your focus. Welcome home. If you truly experience this exercise, I hope that you feel lighter and freer. You may be emotional, and that's okay. You've done something courageous and transforming. You will never be the same again. Forgiveness is a gift that we give ourselves, freeing us from the burden of carrying around hurt feelings. Jesus knew how hard it was to forgive, and he knew that it's something we have to do over and over again. 7 times 70, 70 times 70, infinity times infinity. We are all God's children, and we are all flawed. We hurt each other, and we are hurt by others, intentionally and unintentionally. But God has given us the ability to forgive, to shrink and release the stones of hurt that we carry around with us. Jesus showed us what it means to truly forgive. He begged God to forgive the very people who put him on the cross where he hung. Surrounded by God's love, following Jesus' example, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can forgive others just as we ourselves have been forgiven. Take a moment now to reflect on the forgiveness you have given and received. We'll take about 30 seconds or so, and then we'll sing God's praises again, celebrating the amazing grace that surrounds us. Amen.